He's going to perform the poem, Salute to the First Nation.
Native Americans, indigenous people, our First Nations. Haven't we heard of Creek, Sioux? Haven't we heard of Shoshone? Haven't we heard of Apache? Let's think about those names for a minute. Aren't those Cowboys and Indian movie names? Aren't those the names that we threw into deceitful land seizure treaties? Let us take those names out of our mouths for a moment and pay attention. See what peace might sprout amongst us. This is a salute to the First Nations, from the latest African immigrant to the land that mothered you, till a newfangled land government othered you. We see the great people who are elders to us all, but we shall respect their names, we shall respect their tongues, their proper names, like this: Dine, Inde, Newe, Winnik, Salish, Hopi, Aashiwi, Pikuni, La Kota Da Kota Na Kota Tatsen, Teini Kohokuwe, Banaku, Nuunchi U, Hinonameno, Tetetisa, Autolususa, Kutunaksa, Kulispe, Shitsu Umt, Sekenedene, Niititapi, Sixikawa. There are even more like this: Nimi, Numa, Sulix, Maya, Nahua, Benza, Mefa, Sotil, Niemi Wailep, Weha, Nehia, Nehusavi, Hashuta, Enema, Nato, Raramuri, Winikatel, Tachihuin, Nahu, Ayaukajae, Sajujmi, Kutipwiti, Kalakaten, again, Dine, Inde, Newe, Winik, Salish, Hopi, Aashui, Pikuni, La Kota Da Kota Na Kota Tatsen, Teini Kohokuwe, Banakuk, Nunchi U, Hinonaneno, Tete Etasas, Absoloksa, Kutunaksa, Kulispe, Shitsu Uns, Sekenedene, Niititapi, Sixikawa. There can be enough room for our many in this great land, but we must earn our space by being ready to stand with indigenous genius, where the bald eagle calls, interceding to heed the people who are elders to us all. Respect their tongues, respect their proper names, like this: Nimi Puwailaptunehan Usavihashuta Unem Enema Nato Raramuri Winikatel Tatiwiin Nyahu Ayaukaja'e, Tajujmi, Kutipwiti, Tilokotin. This is a salute to the First Nations, from a center here in Colorado, up north through Chill Country to the Arctic Circle, Nunavut, out east through the Great Plains to the nations of first contact with Europe, Wampanoag. Down south, through Mestizo country, to present-day Guatemala, Raramuri, and let's not forget the great nations of the Pacific. We see you, elders. It's taken too damn long, but we see you. Peace!
Featured poet of the weekend, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good afternoon.
And tell me the pronunciation of your name.
Uche Obuji.
Uche Obuji.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Obuji, yeah.
And so where is your name from?
Nigeria, southeastern Nigeria. It's called Igbo. My father's people's language is called Igbo. And yeah, that's where it's from. So, and just quickly, Uche means what dad wanted, and Obuji means great yam farmer.
Okay, awesome. And so you shared a poem on the stage yesterday in which you featured the names of a lot of the indigenous peoples of North America, including Mexico,
right,
in their language. So
yes.
Not what the settlers called them, but what they called themselves.
Exactly.
Was that an original poem?
Yes. I mean, well, it's an original poem, but of course, a lot of the sort of text-by-text context are these autonyms, the names that the First Nations called themselves. But I had to arrange it to a cadence that I thought could really get the message across of how important those names are and how important it is for us to demonstrate that we're paying attention to the things that we weren't paying enough attention to when we first started colonizing this land. So I did order things, and then, of course, there's some text explaining to people what these names are that I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's what
one of the lines that I especially liked is indigenous genius.
Right, yes, yes. So I think that line goes, there is enough room for all of us in this great land, but we must earn our space by being ready to stand with indigenous genius where the bald eagle calls, interceding to heed the people who are elders to us all. So, yeah.
And so, do you live currently in the United States?
Yes, just south of Boulder. So that is Hinnunaneno territory, which we call South Arapaho. It's also the territory of Nuuchu, which we call Ute.
Okay, yeah.
But there have been, obviously, even amongst those groups, there has been war and, you know, migration. So it has changed over time. But yeah.
Were you at the Santa Fe Ballet presentation earlier this morning?
Unfortunately, I missed it.
Just for listeners, there was a presentation of some Huichole dances, which is actually not the name for themselves. Mm. It's more like Maracame, from my understanding.
Okay. I'm still expanding my knowledge of the various, you know, names. But there are a lot.
A lot of that indigenous genius, yes. You know, that connection, yes. That reverence for the sun, for yes. The cycles, and for the human spirit.
Yes, yeah. And I, you know, I think a lot of what maybe stirred me, what woke me up, was the more that I learned about, you know, indigenous people in the U.S. And the first thing is that there are so many different cultures. There's many different. There are different language groups. They're not. There's no homogeneity there necessarily. But there were so many elements that would strike me as similar to my own, you know, traditions and cultures and emphases from southeastern Nigeria, my father's people and my mom's people, which are different. And that really made me feel, why don't I know more about this? Because this actually connects me to where I come from. I've settled here in the USA, mm-hmm. and there's so much that was original to this country in terms of how people lived that is directly relevant and similar to how, you know, people traditionally lived in Nigeria. Why am I not connected to that? Why is that something you don't generally read in books? You have to hunt for that information. And I became really inspired to try to learn as much as I could. And as I learned more, to try to make people just to know that it's worthwhile trying to understand these things. Not necessarily to hit everyone over the head and say, you must know everything about every, you know, First Nation right away. But just be conscious of the fact that we, you know, elide over a lot of realities of their lives.
And what is there in that indigenous genius that we can also learn, you know, as a people that is evolving constantly? And, you know, I really like that about not disregarding the vast wisdom
right.
that people hold about this land and their connection to it. And of course, it looks different around the world, but there is this common connection that people represent in so many different ways, but
yeah,
in their ceremony.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, there are changes, and people migrate. People used to migrate in ancient days, whether you're talking Mesopotamia or the old African civilizations. It happens. Conquest happens. Migration happens. Colony happens. But I think where these sorts of colonies or different changes usually settle in peace is where those who are come, where there's exchange, you know, of ideas. All the ideas are not only flowing in one direction. And I think that in the USA, there's been for too long, I should say all North and South America, there's been too much flow of information and ideas from the colonizer to the colonized. And balancing that out, I just think, is a path towards peace. And, you know, we're not saying that all of us need to get off this continent. Mm-hmm. It's more a matter of, you know, let's just be conscious, and that's how we can find balance.
How did you get involved with Mountain Fair and receive the invitation to come here?
So it was the marvelous Alia Howe, who is at the center of so much. And I met her through a good friend of mine, Wendy Vidalock, who invited both of us to Grand Junction for an improvised performance, along with Rosemary Watsula Trauma, another Colorado poet. And we did a really fun sort of improvised, I did some like freestyle raps type of poetry where I improvised poetry to, you know, what the audience threw out. Alia did one of her pieces, you know, dance and poetry together. And Rosemary, you know, did. So we just really connected. And then Alia invited me back. She thought that sort of ability to engage the crowd interactively might be good for Mountain Fair. And I'm delighted she did, because it was really awesome.
It's been a good weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were also guiding a workshop at Basalt Library on Friday.
Yeah, that went well, and it was also, again, so I really like the idea of, you know, poetry as play and exploration of ideas. So I took this idea of the rainbow and just said, okay, let's take six colors, put indigo aside, and let's come up with different ideas of how we might, you know, come up with writing, things to goose us into writing. Along the themes of the colors, just for fun, you know. And cool. We had a lot of fun with it. The participants were enthusiastic, got mm-hmm. into it. If folks, just give one example, if folks know Paul Simon and Simon Garfunkel's rendition of the traditional Scarborough Fair, the traditional English song, and how they do it in canticle style, one singing over the other sort of, or at the same time. We actually did that in our workshop. We wrote songs to nursery rhymes or Christmas carols that were designed to be sung by two people at the same time with maybe opposite themes or supporting themes.
So call and response.
Yeah, exactly. It was call and response. Exactly. Uh-huh. And then we just kind of said, okay, let's think of call and response happening at the same time, just for fun.
So. And this reminds me, in recent travels to South America, learning about the Mapuche, the indigenous people of the southern cone of South America. They have a style of flute playing where there's two distinct notes, but they'll repetitiously send one and receive one, a lot like native birds of the area do.
Yes.
And, you know, it connects us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's it's kind of funny because a theme that I've come back to in my poetry several times is what I call the two-tone flute, which is a similar type of flute. It's called, we call it the Oja in Igbo. And it's similar. It's kind of two-toned, and it is designed for long-distance communication, and there is some imitation of birds. I don't know to what extent it's you know, overlaps what the Mapuche do, but it is something that it's kind of in my head from hearing it in Nigeria, and so it comes into my poetry. And there's an example of an indigenous a tradition from way out in the cone of South Cape of Good Hope, I believe, which, you know, somehow has overlap to equatorial Nigerian West African culture. It's amazing.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what is just fundamental and beneath everything else, what is human, you know,
exactly.
that's going to come through no matter where, what circumstances, what climate.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing your presence here at Mountain Fair.
My pleasure.
For sharing your words. It was a really powerful moment when you stood up there and delivered your poem.
Thanks.
Do you have anything else today that you'll be presenting?
Yes, I will be at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen at, I believe, 8 o'clock with other poets as well. Alia Howe will be there, and we have Rocio Contreras, and who was also performing on the main stage here at Mountain Fair. And but anyway, yes, we will be doing collaborative poems in response to someone else's poem. And we'll be having a lot of fun with it. Audience participation, the whole nine yards. So please come along to the Wheeler Opera House at 8 p.m. tonight.
So that's the Sunset Sessions at the Wheeler Opera House, 8 o'clock. Something Alia's working to help curate. I was there for a storytelling event last weekend. And a lot of amazing work going on. So happy to have you be a part of it. And I hope this is one of many visits that you'll be making to our valley to share your words.
For sure. I love it here. Thank you.
Excellent to meet you.
You too.
Uche
Obuji.
Obuji.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, nice to meet you.
We'll have an excellent fair.
All right.
It looks like the band on the stage will be getting started in just a few minutes, but we'll throw it back to the studio to play some music before then.
Take care, all.
Thank you. Okay.